and a taste of soca. From Bristol to the world, you're listening to Ujima 98 FM. We are you. We are Ujima.
Welcome, Bristol, and if you're tuning in outside of Bristol, welcome too. So that was Ancient Truths. Well, that was the version. So what you listened to was Ancient Truths, and then the version, version one, by One Relation Sound System. Well, that is the sound system, but I guess we call it One Relation Recordings, let's say, the studio productions of One Relation, produced by Wilfie Rutico and Johnny Fisher, also known as King Fisher. And what I forgot to say, actually, is that the backing vocals, the sort of angelic kind of harmonizing backing vocals, that was me in the background, blended in with a few other things. But yeah, that was me. And then also Wilf did do a layer of that, like a deeper layer. So yeah, nice. So hopefully you like that. That was like Deep Roots Reggae, Deep Roots Reggae, yeah, Deep Roots Dub. And one thing I didn't mention when I was celebrating Bristol Dub Club is Big D. Big D, Dion. He's the one who set it all up. So yeah, big celebration to you. Like, you know, big up to you. And last Friday, actually, at the Green Works, when we had Bristol Dub Club, there was Tapper actually stopped the session halfway through and turned the lights on 2 hours before the end, and everybody was really confused, thinking, "What is this? Is it that time already?" And then all of a sudden, this big sort of trophy cup, silver cup, got pulled out, and he presented it to Big D, and just made a speech about how he was the reason behind Dub Club, and it was just a nice moment of celebration. And you don't often get that in a sound system event. Usually, it's just you're just meditating throughout and dancing and right into the end. But it was just nice to have that moment of just acknowledging the history of Bristol Dub Club and all the other sound systems, and just the history in itself, the history in general, sorry, of Bristol when it comes to that culture. It's very deep-rooted. It was brought to us by the pioneers, also known as the Windrush Generation, but I like to call them the pioneers from the Caribbean. So, yeah, big respects to all of you. And there were two other people that I thought I wanted to say. That was it. When we were listening to that song, I wanted to also give a shout-out to Dan, also known as Ozzia, great artist, and Sam Mortlock, who helped to build One Relation Sound System. Now, moving on, I'd like to play a song that that was actually played on Friday, and it reminded me of how much I loved it. And I'm going to dedicate this one, actually, to Cleo Lake, because I found out that this was one of her favourite artists. So this is... Where is it? This is called Don't Test Me. Oh, this one. No, go back. I'm talking to Valentine. Right there. This is called Don't Test Me by Shabba Ranks. And it's featuring Deborah Glasgow.
Jobless! Everyone about to swat this. Like test cricket or a plane on the runway.
Tinga na my
love. Don't try and get away, woman. Life.
informed. The big
The news got a bit too excited then. It's too early for that. Got 20 more minutes before it's the news. So you're back with Rosina, also known as Sister Ina, on Ujima Radio. So we're streaming, we're broadcasting live at the galleries, just waving hi to people walking past. That was Deborah Glasgow with Shabba Ranks, Don't Test Me. And I was just before that, I was just celebrating Bristol Dub Club and how long it's been around, and Big D who put it on. So yeah, big up to the people who are keeping the sacred space going and protecting it for generations to come. Because sound system events, when delivered in a conscious way, it's not like usual nightlife scenes. Like it's a very conscious place. Obviously, some people might want to drink alcohol. That's up to them. But usually, even if they do, it's usually a very respectful space where people just come to just absorb the music and soak up the medicine of the lyrics and of the beats and the rhythms. And it's all about healing, releasing, and reasoning as well. And learning from our history, because if you listen closely to the lyrics of roots reggae and like steppers, dub, if you listen really closely, it's very similar to gospel. And I've always said this, that when it comes to really good music in that genre of music, the lines get blurred, and I find that there's parallels between soul, jazz, roots reggae. It's all gospel to me, especially when the lyrics are singing about the power of spirit, the power of Jah, the power of God, the power of the divine, and the power within us, in between us, all around us, singing about the land and respecting the land and how we're connected to the land, and also criticizing the system, the corrupt system, also known as Babylon. It's all positive, really. And as we're going into spring and summer, we're going to start seeing more daytime sessions that are more child-friendly. And I think it's really important to bring the children along with us with everything we do. When it comes to community celebration and healing together, it's important to include the children, because it's educational to listen to the music and to learn about what those lyrics are talking about, and to learn about the history that shapes our present now, so that we can start to rebuild that future that serves us all in the most wholesome of ways, the most balanced and fair of ways. That's the goal, at least. That's what we're working towards. And we all continue the works of the people who have joined the realm of the ancestors and have done their bit for the community. So I was wondering what to say next, because there's a lot of things. Every time I come to these shows, there's always a lot of things I want to say. I think one person I'd love to celebrate, whose music I've got actually, who I actually saw at the event on Friday, is Solby. Now, Solby has a talent that's unmatched. The voice is like butter. And I'm just not going to say much more than play their track. So this is called Spirit, and it's by Solby, my spiritual sibling. Listen to this one.
It's about time I gave myself the chance to live life. Nothing else in myself and I.
That was Spirit by Solby, a local artist. He's part of the fabric of Bristol, actually, born and bred. So beautiful, beautiful sounds. You can find them on Instagram, actually. If you liked what you heard and you want to follow them and support their journey in music, just type in Solby. It's spelled S-O-U-L-B-E. Just type that into Instagram and you'll find their page. I do recommend. Yeah, I'm really feeling those lyrics, stepping out and stepping into our power. And as we're coming into May, it's the color gold in the when we're thinking about the tribe, the 12 tribes of Judah in the Rastafarian calendar. In the month of May, it's the tribe Simeon, and that's represented by gold. And the strength, the body part that's associated with that is ears. Last month was eyes, so ears. So I invite you as you go around to think about what you're hearing. Tap into the senses. That's particularly give senses to your ears and what you're listening to. And also pay attention to what you're exposing yourself to. The words that we speak as well as the words that we hear, it can really shape our reality. It can shape our perspective. So pay attention to that. And the strength of Simeon is faith. So, yeah, keep the faith. Keep the faith in yourself, in each other. Times are very paradoxical at the moment. But as long as we have faith, then we are held. And, you know, this is actually a good segue to the next tune that I want to play. This is called The Creator by Aisha. And it's all about handing it back to the Creator. Sometimes we feel a sense of loss. We feel things are not going in our favor, but it's all part of God's plan. Just hand it back to the Creator. And yeah, things will always make sense after you go through it. The only way is through with sometimes, and then you understand why later on. So keep the faith. This is The Creator by Aisha.
Oh,
I wasn't having issues with my throat today. You know, guys, I would have sang over this version fully. I couldn't hold myself back though, still, to just harmonize. But enjoy. In about 3 minutes, we'll have the news, and I'll be back with you on the other side.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Still update, soaring energy costs and the government's tax policies towards small businesses are being blamed for the closure of Bristol Blue Glass. The company started 38 years ago, reviving a Bristolian craft started in the 17th century. Well, Themis Michalidis from Bath Aqua Glass told us how difficult it can be to run these businesses with energy prices rising.
Keeping a furnace going in this present day and age is £4 a minute every minute, which is a lot of money. So we're keeping our costs down by just manufacturing twice a week at the moment and offering our courses on the Saturdays and Wednesdays.
The driver of a car that hit a woman walking to a Take That concert in Bristol is now awaiting sentencing. 69-year-old Fiona Hodge from St Werburgh's was yesterday found guilty of causing death by careless driving. Donna Crossman, who was 53, died from catastrophic injuries after being hit by Hodge's car in June 2024. A new £12 million youth hub in South Bristol is almost ready to open. It'll include a climbing wall, boxing, as well as space for music, drama and cooking classes. 224 Youth Zone on Hartcliffe Way is thought to be the city's first purpose-built space for young people in more than 20 years. And these young people have been involved in getting it up and running.
The sports hall, gym, the climbing wall, the dance studio.
Most kids nowadays are like out and about, causing trouble, stuff like that. And then if we ended up having this open, I reckon most of those kids will end up coming here instead.
A valley grandfather from Kingswood has gone viral after performing with his grandson on the latest episode of ITV's Britain's Got Talent. Frankie Johns thought he was only there to support his grandson Luciano, but he ended up being dragged onto the stage to perform a surprise duet to One Direction's History. And that's your BBC Bristol update.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
This is my my dad's band, Sword of Jarmel. My dad's on the drums. I tried to play this track last week, but we accidentally downloaded the wrong song. It's a completely different song. It wasn't my dad at all. But I'm pleased to be able to present this one to you on this show. So, yeah. Welcome back to Ujima. So yeah, that was Sword of Jarmel, my dad's band, and it was called Revelation Time. And yes, yeah, so we are streaming. We are broadcasting, and you're probably listening to it streaming live from the galleries. And it's really nice to watch the like people walk by and carry on about their day and listening in and just seeing all these curious faces walking by. So, yes. Yeah, so this is Ujima 98 FM. If you've just tuned in, my name is Rosina, also known as Sister Ina, and I would like to celebrate the children of today's world, the children that I've been privileged to spend time with, and everyone at Millie's Garden coming back from the holidays. All the children are going back to school or back to nursery. Got to include the children always, because they are it's a typical thing to say, but it's true. They are the future. They are shaped by everything that we're exposing them to. And I want to dedicate this next track to them, actually. This one is called I Want to Be Like You, and it's by a beautiful twin duo called Ubeyi. And it summarizes my admiration for children, because they're teachers, and the more we listen in to children and their wisdom, that they're just, we're all naturally born with that wisdom, but we start to forget it, and life is about remembering it. And children are really good at fast-tracking you into remembering the things that we have forgotten. So this is Ibei, I Want to Be Like You. Ibei, I Want to Be Like You. And I was talking about children. I realized that was a bit of a genre shift from the one before that with Soda Jamal. We're going to come back to reggae soon, towards the end of the show, but this is another change of genre, a sudden one. I'm dedicating this one to my soon-to-be five-year-old niece, Lennon. This is one of her favorite songs. Now, a lot of young people might know this song. It's a very old one, actually, but a lot of young people might know it, because I know it was trending on TikTok and Instagram in recent years. This is called Pretty Little Baby by Connie Francis. And yeah, this is for you, Lennon. It's her birthday on the 27th, so in less than a week. Enjoy.
Of me and try to love me, pretty little baby. I'm hoping that you do. You can ask the flowers. I sit for hours telling all the bluebirds, the bill and coobirds, pretty little baby. I'm so in love with you. Much more fun to love while the heart is young and gay. Meet me at the car hop.
CIC, Preventative and Restorative Counseling Services in the heart of St. Paul's. Need to change patterns in your life? Are you stuck in the past? Do you feel no one is listening to you? Are you ready to dig deep into issues that stop you from living a regular life? And are you ready to explore those obstacles? Do you not have the support necessary to guide you through life at the moment? Then maybe counseling is for you. Confidential counseling is available from a culturally appropriate, qualified, competent counseling service right in the heart of St. Paul's. Email today, info@parkservices.org.uk. That's parcservices.org.uk, or visit the website parkservices.org.uk, or contact 131 Wilder Street, St. Paul's, Bristol, BS2 8QU.
The countdown is officially on. This May, Bristol and the Southwest transform into a truly global stage. Our program is live. Find your rhythm with gentle morning well-being or creative afternoons with workshops and talks. And the nights are filled with live performances and DJs. 10 days, one region, a world of culture. Explore the full program and book your spot now at diverseartistsnetwork.com. We are supported by Arts Council England, Hugo Bird Foundation, Quartet Community Foundation, the National Lottery, the Arnold Feeney, and Ujima Radio.
You're rocking with the best here on Ujima Radio, 98 FM.
was Tashai Makeda with Oh My Gosh. And I'm a big supporter of her work. She's also a sister to me. And we've been on our own vocal journey together. And she's a big inspiration for me. I do encourage you to look her up if you liked what you heard. You can find her on Instagram. She shares more than just music. She shares a lot of wisdom. She shares so much. So this page will speak for itself. If you type in Tashai, which is spelled T-E-S-H-A-Y, Makeda, M-A-K-E-D-A, Tashai Makeda. So speaking of women, I'd like to celebrate the women that I've been blessed to be in contact with this week. Big shouts out to Charmaine, who took us on a beautiful walk, took me and a few sisters on a beautiful walk through Snuff Mills with Project Saw. She's she does a lot of things. She's someone who does public speaking. It's like very inspirational. They inspire people. She does a lot of work with particularly with women, particularly Black women, but women in general. And helping us to step into our calling, and she does a lot of workshops and training around building confidence. And it was just really nice to go on one of her courses whilst walking through Snuff Mills last Wednesday on the 15th. So, yeah, just a lot of appreciation to you, and also Soul Trail. If you like going out on walks and you want to meet people, or you just want to have someone guide you through somewhere, and you don't have to make an effort, you just turn up and somebody's sorted out a walk for you around Bristol, check out Soul Trail. That's run by Leanne and also supported by Melissa. Some amazing women in this world, and in this community as well. And we're celebrating children. I want to also acknowledge my friend Muna, who's expecting a child this Friday. So thoughts and prayers are with you. And if you know anyone, or if you are expecting a child, thoughts and prayers with you as well. Congratulations. This next song is my penultimate song, coming back to the reggae. This is Jo York, another local artist. Again, follow his journey. Jo York, spelled J-O-E, and York with an E at the end. This next one's called Quicksand. So I've been celebrating the women. Now here's to the men, celebrating the men. And this is a particularly moving song. It really pulls on the heartstrings, and it's about the vulnerability and the emotions that men do experience. And it's just encouraging you to feel them. So listen to this one, Quicksand, Jo York.
Brother, you do it first.
people. You're listening to the vocals of Joe York, local legend. I say local. He's originally from Manchester, which is where I'm kind of from. I'm from just outside Manchester in the countryside. But yeah, I tell people Manchester. So he's a fellow Manc like me, but definitely and most certainly embraced by Bristol. He's been here for quite a few years and contributed a lot to the scene. It's coming towards the end of my time with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'd like to end this or close this this session, this show with another track of Joe York. But before I do that, I just want to say have a good day, have a blessed day, have a great week, have a great month. You've been listening to Rosina, also known as Sister Ina, from One Relation Sound System. And you can follow our journey on Instagram by typing in One Relation Sound System, spelled with a number one, One Relation Sound System. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure, Ujima. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, Bristol. Enjoy this last track by Joe York. This one is called... that one. We can put that one on. I was going to put a different one on. I'm next to another fan of Joe York, which is Valentine, and he's chosen one. I was going to go for... Where is it? We'll go for... Do you know what? This one is requested by... It's okay. This one is requested by... I'm going to say this one's requested by Valentine. It's called Man, and it's celebrating Man again, but the men that really support the women as well. So this is called Man by Joe York.